Good afternoon. Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I'm looking forward to meeting with you Monday through Friday at this same time from 12:45 p.m. to 1 p.m. I also want to let you know that you'll be able to hear our program on the website, and that is hopeishere.today. So maybe you catch part of the program in the middle, or you want to share it with somebody else. So it'll be available 24/7 on hopeishere.today. Well, some of you may be asking, well, what is Hope Is Here? Well, Hope Here Is Here, our program is designed to bring hope to those who've been struggling with maybe either divorce, financial stress, maybe health challenges like cancer, death of a loved one, domestic abuse, sexual abuse, maybe just dealing with rejection or anger, or just so many other difficult life situations that just cause people to lose hope. And unfortunately, one of the main reasons that I've started this program is that a good friend of mine a few months ago unexpectedly took his own life. And in the world's eyes, he would have been somebody you would have never suspected that. In fact, none of his friends or coworkers saw it coming because he had two precious daughters, elementary age, also had a good job as an engineer and was a good athlete, a talented musician. Yet, at the end of the day, he had just lost hope. And one day after dropping his precious daughters off at school, he just went home and ended his own life. And just kind of really have gotten just discouraged with people. It's the third friend I've had do that in the last couple years. And I just want to bring hope to people because we know the number one reason that people decide to take their own lives is because they lose hope. And so life is a team sport. It's not a solo sport. And so we want to help bring you hope for whatever discouragement that you're going on with your life. And better yet, be able to encourage others. And so that's why we have our podcast available on top of this program every day on Life 99.1 FM from 12:45 to 1 p.m. So we hope that you will join us. And I know a lot of times people say, well, you know, what causes people to want to have hope? Well, I think it all starts with a relationship with Jesus, and obviously God modeled giving in John 3:16, because it said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have life." So God modeled giving when he gave his one and only son to be born here, and he came into life in the form of a Jesus. And then obviously, because he loved us so much and didn't want us to be separated from him anymore because of our selfishness, our sin, he took a brutal death on a cross for us. And so I believe that our hope is in Jesus. And in fact, Romans 15:13 is the Bible verse that our program is based off of. And it says, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." That's Romans 15:13. So maybe some of you today that have lost hope, maybe you need to write this Bible verse down. Just look it up on your phone, punch in Romans 15:13. And I read it from the New Living Translation, which I really like, because I need it down on the lower shelf. I need to be able to understand it. I'm a simple kind of guy. And so Romans 15:13 in the New Living Translation, I want to read it one more time. It says, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." And that's Romans 15:13. Well, one of my heroes that brought me a lot of hope was the Reverend Wayne Smith. And I can remember Wayne Smith, the founding pastor of Southland Christian Church, who is no longer with us. But he was a hero of mine and really brought me a lot of hope during my life through challenging situations. And one of the sayings that I heard him say one time was actually by a gentleman named Hal Lindsey. But it said, "Man can live about 40 days without food, about 3 days without water, and about 8 minutes without air, but only for 1 second without hope." And that's why I want to do this Monday through Friday for these 14 minutes and 30 seconds to be exact, and have it available for people, because we don't want people to lose hope. And if we're brutally honest today, life is really hard. And you say, "Well, Greg, how do you know?" Well, unfortunately, I've had a lot of discouragement and things that have been really painful in my life, from being sexually violated as a child to going through divorce, from having a multi-million-dollar company in my early 30s to overnight because of a flood going $2 million in debt overnight, and eventually having to file bankruptcy and losing my home because I put it up for the business loan, and then having my wife walk out and say that she didn't love me anymore and leaving me for a high school boyfriend. So I know what it's like to lose hope. And in fact, I'm that guy that when all that happened, I just said, you know, God, don't think this is real fair here. I went to church, even thrown a little money in the plate, and this is what I get. And all this stuff that I've heard on Sunday mornings from guys like Wayne Smith and Sunday school lessons and things I've listened to on the radio, I just don't know if I believe all that, but I'm going to put you to the test. And I started reading the Bible from front to back and crying myself to sleep at night as I read the book of Psalms, as I was seeing a counselor trying to restore my life and all that I'd lost, because I had lost hope. And Psalm 28:7 is one of those verses that really has stood out to me since then. And it says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped." And I love that verse, and the reason it stood out to me, because I was so weak. I mean, it took everything I had to get out of bed. I mean, I'd lost it all, my job, my marriage, my home. I mean, I had to move back home to live with my parents at the age of 36, and I'm thankful that they would allow me to come back, first of all. But, you know, it's not real masculine when you run into people or you're out and about and say, "Hey, what are you doing? Where do you live?" And you have to tell them that you're living with your parents at the age of 36. But God knows that I struggle with pride, so that was kind of good for me. It kept me humble. But I'm thankful because it did give me a time to heal and a place to heal. And as I consumed the Bible and really got involved in things at my church, it helped my relationship with God through his son Jesus become real and give me hope. And another verse that helped give me hope through that really challenging dark season in my life was Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your paths." And you know what? Sometimes we life is so hard that we can't see which way to go. And I want to encourage you that as you ask God to help you, that he will make your path straight as you acknowledge him in every area of your life. Some people think, well, you know, God doesn't really care about the little things in life. Well, I disagree with that. God told us, Jesus when he was here on earth, he told people we have to have childlike faith. And obviously, children appreciate simple things. And I think sometimes we make life just a little too hard. And God just asked us to have childlike faith. And so I want to give you hope and want to encourage you, going back to that Psalm 28:7, you know, it says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield." It means that it'll give you strength when there's days you just don't feel like you can go on anymore and you just feel overwhelmed, or on those other days when things happen and you just don't have, you feel like everybody's against you. And it says he's your shield, which means he is your protector. I love that. "The Lord is my strength and my shield." He's your protector. "As my heart trusts in you, Lord, I am helped." So it means that God is going to help you. In fact, I wrote that Bible verse on post-it notes. I stuck it in my bathroom mirror. I had it in the dashboard of my car. And I even stuck it in my wallet when I opened up my wallet every time I used it to see that, because I know how discouraging it can be when you have lost hope. And that's why I go back to the quote that I read earlier, that man can live about 40 days without food, about 3 days without water, about 8 minutes without air, but only for 1 second without hope. And you say, well, why does God allow this? Well, unfortunately, God doesn't want things to happen to us, but this is not heaven. This is not our home. This is temporary. And Jesus warned us in John 10:10 that the enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy. But I love what Jesus said in the very next breath, "But I have come so that you may have life and have it abundantly," or have it to the full. And that doesn't necessarily mean by the world standards financially that you're going to be rich and living in a castle and have servants and waiters and a jet airplane. It means that you're going to be able to get through whatever you have to deal with in this life, because you know that you're not alone, that God is with you. And I'm just, you know, the steal, kill, and destroy. I mean, Jesus wanted to make sure that we got it, okay? I mean, you hear about the steal, you know what that means, okay? Kill, wow, that's pretty violent. But then he goes on to add, and destroy. And when people take their own lives, when unfortunately someone commits suicide, that is the ultimate destroyer of somebody's life. But the sad part is that not only does it affect, you know, just them, of course, and ends their life, all of the loved ones around it. And I'm not ashamed to admit that one of the reasons I wanted to start this program is because I've been there where I've prayed that prayer, Lord, I really don't care if I don't get up tomorrow morning. I am so discouraged that I just don't see any hope. And I've prayed that prayer several times over my 50 plus years. And I'm not saying every week or every month or even every year, but there's been seasons where I've prayed that prayer. And God still loved me. And thankfully, he woke me up the next morning. And as a good friend of mine, Ann Reinhold, told me one time, she said, you know, sometimes things look better after a good night's sleep in the morning. And, you know, you've heard the old saying that sometimes it's darkest right before the dawn. And that's true. And I also love a Bible verse that Wayne Smith used to say a lot. Weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And there's many nights that I cried myself to sleep, but the next morning was a chance to start with a new day and to have new hope. Bill Hybels is also one of my heroes. He's the founding pastor of Willow Creek Community Church in the Chicago area. And he says, sometimes God just puts something in our souls. It's a holy discontent. And a holy discontent is something so troubling that you're thrust off the couch and you're thrown into the game to do something about it. It's during this time that your eyes and ears are open to the needs surrounding you. Your heart hungers to respond as you hear God say, this breaks my heart too. Let's do something together about this. And that's why I'm doing this, is I want to bring hope to lots of people and hope it'll be encouragement to them. And I am so just frustrated. I'm actually a little angry about how so many people's lives have been destroyed because they've lost hope. And I want to encourage people to know that God loves them, that he cares about them. The Bible says that if God is for us, who can be against us? And I want to remind you of that today, that you are not alone and that God is with you. And I also love the Bible verse that says that God has promised that he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. And sometimes you say, well, Greg, you just don't know what I'm dealing with. And you're right, I don't. But the good news is that God does. And he wants to help you get through whatever discouragement it is. And so I want to encourage you to follow us on Facebook or like us on Facebook. You can go to Hope Is Here. You'll see that. We've got our website, hopeishere.today. You'll see scriptures. You'll see sayings, things just to encourage you. And the Bible talks about in Romans 12:2 that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. And I really believe that you've got to do that daily. And when you've lost hope, sometimes you've got to do it hourly, sometimes even like every 15 minutes when you're just so discouraged and have lost hope. And so I want to remind you that you can go to our website, hopeishere.today, or go to our Facebook page, Hope Is Here, and be able to find scriptures and find stories and things, sayings that will help transform your mind. And one of the most exciting things to me about this program is that I'm going to have guests on here and you're going to get to hear their stories and how they've overcome the loss of a child or how they've overcome cancer or how they've overcome job loss and financial devastation, how they've overcome divorce, and just, you know, the list goes on and on. And you're going to get to hear lots of other people's stories that's going to give you hope so that you can get through whatever it is that you're going through. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12:45 p.m. to 1 p.m., so I hope that you'll ask somebody to join us and be a part of that. And if you want to listen to this again right now, you can go to our website, hopeishere.today. Thanks so much. See you tomorrow.